State leaders are denouncing threatening social media posts directed at Hawaii law enforcement officers involved in the standoff over the 30-meter telescope. State officials, including Governor David Ige and Attorney General Claire Connors, say misinformation and violent threats are being directed at state employees and law enforcement officers over social media. They cited posts and comments on platforms like YouTube and Facebook, including one offering a $5,000 reward for the identity of a law enforcement officer involved in the removal of an unpermitted structure near Pu'uhuluhulu. Attorney General Connors condemned the posts, but stopped short of calling them criminal.
We've been very clear to say that there is a lawful expression of speech and then there's unlawful conduct. And if the evidence demonstrates that there clearly was an intent to threaten someone or to impact the ability of a public servant to engage in their public service duties, then that could rise to the level of a crime.
Connors said that some state employees have also received threatening voicemails after their personal phone numbers were released online. Andre Perez, a leader of the anti-TMT movement, disavowed the actions, saying that leaders of the Protect Mauna Kea group could not take responsibility for the actions of individuals acting independently on social media.
We're in agreement with the governor's office and with the general messaging that we do not support violent language, aggression. We do not support putting out a call for bounties. We do not support doxing and putting out public info so that people can be exposed and put at risk. We are against that.
Perez reaffirmed the movement's commitment to kapu aloha and nonviolence. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.